passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We've had quite a program today, some great guests and some even better callers, but it is now the zero hour, that final hour of the show when we go off the rails. Think that will happen, Randy?
Yo!
Count on it. Legend is next.
Woo! Woo! Get in the train, crank it up, get it wide open, and put Legend at the wheel. Off the track! Off the track we go, Paul. How you doing, my black ass, bro?
Doing great.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Hey, Paul, did I hear Squirrel call Jim the Virgin Jim today?
Yes, you did hear him say that.
You have to admit, that's pretty damn funny, ain't it?
I thought so.
I mean, it's a black hat mafia. By the way, I got a black hat for Danny in the back. His black hat come in. Danny! It's a black hat mafia, baby. You here? But if the black hat mafia sit around and Squirrel drops that bomb on us around the black hat mafia table, we roll it on the floor, man. Virgin Jim, the 70-year-old virgin. Woo! Love it. That's awesome, Squirrel. I tell you what, I've never seen a Christian dislike so many people. What a testimony. What a testimony. That's a testimony right there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like Paul. I don't like Timothy. I don't like any of them, Lord. Don't like all of them. But I'm a Christian. Love it. Hey, Paul, did I hear you say today Coach Freeze needs to stay off his phone this week and focus on the game?
I did say that, yes.
Did he get his phone privileges back? Ain't that part of his contract? He ain't supposed to have a cell phone, Paul. Ain't that part of his contract?
I read that somewhere.
Yeah, they better not give him a phone a season like this. It's going to trouble. Can't heal a freak, Albert. It's just a matter of time. Don't let him have no damn cell phone. I promise you. Hey, Paul, wouldn't you agree it's time that Alabama moved on from Kool-Aid McKinstry as their punt returner?
Well, if you say so.
Well, wouldn't you agree? I mean, I never liked my best cornerback.
No, I don't.
A top 10 pick in the NFL draft back there on special teams anyway. I mean,
I prefer,
Kool-Aid.
I mean, there are plenty of people that can run punts back.
Yeah, all we need is somebody that can make a fair catch. God, don't seem like Kool-Aid
right.
Can make a fair catch. I mean, he cost us about 90 yards in punts on Saturday, man. Get somebody back there today, the top 10 pick in the NFL draft. And I heard Dwayne talking that trash yesterday. Beat me twice in 13 years talking trash. Let me tell you something, Dwayne. When I get done with you, they're going to send you all the way to the bottom of the ocean out there on that rig. You're going to be the guy going all the way down to the bottom of the ocean because that's about where we're going to put Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers, at the bottom of the ocean, just like we just put Tennessee at the bottom of the damn ocean. Now, Paul, a couple of these games this week, I'm kind of feeling Billy Ball. Kind of feeling Billy Ball.
Are you?
I'm feeling them Gators. Yep, I'm kind of feeling them Gators. I'm sensing an upset. You know, everybody tells me, Legend, you know, you ought to pull for Georgia. They need to be undefeated when they get to Atlanta for Alabama to have a chance. I said, it ain't in my DNA to pull for Georgia. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. I won't. I can't do it. Come on, Kelly Kitchens. Come on, dadgum Pelham Gator. Let's get a Steve Spurrier down there, somebody. It's Billy Ball's time to rise to the occasion. This is your moment, Billy Ball. The Georgia Bulldogs coming there talking about they don't need Brock Bowers. You had a guest on talking about, oh, they ain't going to miss Brock Bowers. Yeah, that just shows how dumb y'all are, a generational talent, and y'all ain't going to miss him. Get the hell out of here. And Paul O'John said, you the problem. You ain't the first person I've said that. You know, I've had people tell me, Feinbaum's the problem with college football. Letting you crazy people, you insane asylum people out of your asylum to go crazy on the Feinbaum Network. Who does that kind of thing? He's the problem! What would you say to that, Paul?
It's hard for me to understand how I figure into that, Legend. I appreciate the compliments and the support of being the problem, but no way.
Well, let me tell you what you ought to tell him, Paul. Kiss my black hat ass. Legend has left the building.
Whoa.
Virgin Jim! 70-year-old virgin! Get laid, dude.
Jim is next.
Hello?
Yeah, Jim, you're on.
Okay, let me turn it down. I got
your
gag.
Take your time. Take your time. Take a deep breath.
Okay, Paul, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to speak right from my mind, heart, and spirit, and soul. That idiot fathead Legion is nothing but a... He's not going to steal my joy because that's what the devil is about, Paul. He is of the devil. He's from the devil. He's sent from the devil. And he probably is the devil. He acts for the devil, I can tell you that. He's not stealing nobody's joy because a fathead like him can't do nothing but run his fat, ugly mouth. He's a fat, ugly old man. All he can do is holler and scream. He couldn't play ball. That's why he does what he does. I always said, Paul, you know this. If you can do, you do. If you can't, you talk. That's all this guy does is talk. Run his fat, lousy, lying mouth. He knows nothing about me. And if he saw me, he'd probably run away. That's how much better looking I am, how much bigger I am than he is, how much, just everything. He's nothing but a demon, a pure demon. That's what I got. That's a fact, Paul. But thank you, G, because you're right. This fool Legion, he's not stealing nobody's joy. I tell you whose joy he's stealing. He's stealing his own joy because he's got no joy. That's why he's miserable. And he tries to make everybody else miserable. Thank you, Paul, for letting me respond. Thank you.
I-Man is up next.
Well, I'm from the capital city there, Paul Feinbaum. What did I do to deserve to follow those two great calls? That's the two best callers you got on the program.
Those are HOFers right there.
They see things in a different view to be looking at the same thing, and you get one point of view and another point. That's what this show is all about.
Paul,
now,
Paul
is people. Are you there? Where are you at? You know, Paul, somebody said you was the problem of college football, I believe Legend said.
That's right.
You're not the problem of college football. College football had a problem a long time ago. This is where you come in. You and Pat Smith bumped your heads together and said, you know what? We need to get into this. We need to get into this race. And before you knew it, what Paul Feinbaum and Pat Smith did was they found a way to get in that rat race that was already out of control and get damn paid.
We got paid.
We got paid real money. And you making more.
We use that Hollywood phrase. We want to get in that college football business.
Yeah, and you know, and Disney saw how successful just you and Pat were.
Right.
They went and bought the whole damn thing.
They bought the whole thing.
And still
didn't spend a lot, but they bought it.
And still paying you. Gave you a contract. I mean, all the Hollywood was out of work and out of writing and out of screen testing and black couching and do me a favor, you know, those kind of things. And you just kept on getting paid. You're not the problem. You're a role model, Paul. You got real damn money. Two of the best callers, and I don't know what I deserve to get in behind them, but I do appreciate your time. My time is up, and I thank you for yours.
We will take a short break because we still have time remaining on this program for you to participate.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let us continue with more phone calls. Sean is up next in California. Hello, Sean.
Paul, what's going on, buddy? Long time no talk to. How's everything going?
Oh, we are doing great. Thank you.
Beautiful. Hey, Paul, I haven't heard you on any radio shows out here in California, man. I got to get caught up on my SEC inside stuff, man. Where you been?
Yeah, that's a good question. Where have they been?
I know they took Keyshawn off the radio. You know, I used to follow Keyshawn because when I was in high school, He was best friends with my high school basketball coaches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you know, once that show...
Sean, but I haven't heard you much.
Once they did away with that show, I pretty much moved away from that show as well.
Yeah, I understand. Paul, I'm a little upset with you. I can't lie. I haven't talked to you in a little while. I'm a little upset because you buried my Alabama Crimson Tide. You said that you went and found as many sources as you can to say that the dynasty is over. But you got to give me some. You got to give us some credit, Paul. We're kind of on life support, but we're still hanging on.
Well, no, Sean. I think what Alabama has done in the last 6 weeks is remarkable. They have a limited team with enormous talent, and Nick Saban has finally been able to coalesce them around winning football. So yes, I feel great about what I see.
Nice. Now, you know, I just think the transformation of Jalen Milroe is really the difference. When Alabama has a pure throwing quarterback, it makes them very dangerous because we know they can run the ball. We know that they have great receivers on the outside. When they have those kind of guys, when they have the Mac Jones when they have a real quarterback who can pass the ball, I think that makes the biggest difference. And that's really what I'm seeing with Jalen Milroe. What was he like, 17 for 21 this week?
Yeah, no, he's accurate. He's not making bad decisions. I mean, he had one turnover in the first half, but you can blame that on a lot of things. Tennessee was a really good defensive team. Hey, great to hear from you again. Thank you so much. How about Don in Mississippi? Hello, Don.
Hey, Paul. Good talking.
Thank you.
First time calling. Hey, change subject a little bit. Ole Miss, what would be it'd be a hypothetical scenario for them to get into the playoffs? I know they'd probably have to run the table, plus they'd have to have some outside help, too, like Alabama losing to LSU. You know, would that get them there? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you have a scenario that Ole Miss could run the table, finish 11-1 with one loss in the SEC, and Alabama could run the table, and Alabama would trump Ole Miss in that particular scenario.
Yeah, well, Alabama beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, but Alabama at that point would go to the SEC championship game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So if Ole Miss wins out and Alabama loses somewhere, then Ole Miss would be in a really good spot. They have to go to Georgia, as you well know. They'd have to beat Georgia very likely again in the SEC game, and if that happens, then they're in the playoffs. I don't think there's any disputing of that.
Yeah, if Alabama and then Ole Miss runs the table, I think they've got a pretty good situation.
Yeah, the problem, though, is if Ole Miss, if Alabama runs the table and beats Georgia, then, would Ole Miss have a claim as a 11-1 team? I think they would probably be in big trouble because of so many other teams that are still undefeated.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I couldn't even under that.
By the way, that would be a nice problem to have, though, if Ole Miss runs the table.
Yeah, it'd be great. It sure would. But, we'll see. We'll just play it out.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. Great to hear from you. Corky is up next in Fort Worth.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Corky.
Hey, I really think that even Alabama or LSU, the winner, is going to win the SEC championship. But my thing is, so if LSU wins, do you think they make the playoff over anybody with a one-loss championship or undefeated champion?
Well, that's when we really get into a tongue teaser because let's say LSU beats Alabama, gets to Atlanta, beats Georgia. I mean, they're sitting there as the SEC champion, and it would really be helpful for them if Florida State is undefeated as well.
And I've been down on them all year, but I actually think LSU and Alabama, and I'm being serious, I would put them in my top four teams right now. They're probably the two best teams to me right now, and I'm being honest. They look that good.
Well, true, but what's, LSU has to get by Alabama. So I think at that point, they would need enormous carnage to get back in it.
All right, Paul, well, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for talking to my grandson yesterday.
Oh, it was fun. I really appreciated him calling. Corky, you be well. Talk to you soon. And again, I realize we all have our scenarios, but let's not forget, it's October 24th, and the season still has about 6 to 7 weeks to play out, and a lot of undefeated teams will start playing each other. So there will not be many left when it's all over. JC in Mississippi is up next.
What's up, Paul?
Hey there. How are you doing?
Oh, man, pretty good, dude. I'm a longtime fan of your show. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you've got a lot of Ole Miss callers calling in right now. Look, man, I just want to chime in on Michigan. I mean, I think they're just overhyped. I think if they had to play Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Texas A&M, or even Arkansas every year, there's no way they got a chance of going undefeated.
Well, I think every year is correct. Now, I don't think Michigan has even played what I would call a legitimate team yet, but they'll have to play Penn State in State College in a couple of weeks, and obviously Ohio State. So they have no, but they look like the best team in the country, even though I can't give them that because of the schedule.
Hey, man, love your show. Hey, Juice Kiffin for Heisman, man.
I'm with you on that, JC. Put a vote down for me. Buck Wild is up next.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? I was wondering, do you happen to know the brand of aluminum foil that John from St. Louis makes his hats from?
I think it's Reynolds.
Okay, because that guy's like out there.
Yeah, I appreciate John's calls, but I'm not upset with him yelling at me. I am upset. I'll be upset with him if he doesn't have his blood pressure checked quickly, like immediately.
Yeah, his meds definitely need to be adjusted.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to act like I'm a physician, but there are a couple of very good products that will help lower the blood pressure, lower his mood somewhat, so that he doesn't scream at me the next time he calls.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, if he can't get them over the counter, I'll help him get it under the counter. Daryl is in Baton Rouge. Hello, Daryl.
What's going on, Paul? How you
hey
making
there.
Out today,
We're
man?
Doing great, Daryl.
Good, good. Look, my prayers are with G. You know, I really hope that he can overcome this and come back from it, you know?
No doubt.
How many points do you think LSU is going to put up against Alabama? You had to get.
Yeah, I mean, I think mid-30s. I don't think they're going much higher than that.
Yeah, you know, on a 1 to 10, I give them a 5 of winning the game. What do you give them?
Right now, I would probably go under 5.
Okay. It's going to be tough playing over there. That's, you know, I think I'd give them better odds if we were playing at home, but
true. I mean, it's going to be, how many times have we all seen Alabama play LSU? It has been the game of the year in the SEC for about 17 years now.
Yeah. You know, another thing I want to say, it sure is nice of Brian Kelly coming on every Monday. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And it's something that evolved, and I've always respected Coach Kelly, and I appreciate him allowing us to have him on, and it's a great insight. And Most coaches don't do it out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah, but he does.
He does.
Hey, what happened to Larry? He didn't call in last week or this week. You think he's okay?
I hope so, because Larry ought to be sky high, but Larry's kind of moody. I don't know what to do. Maybe he's nervous that LSU is about to derail his year.
Yeah, somebody better call and check on him.
I have no idea.
You better call and
what's going on. Hey, thanks for the call, Daryl. Really good to hear from you. And let's check in with Bo, who is in Georgia. Hey, Bo.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Paul, I got like a little three-part question. First off, have you ever seen the legend in real life? Because he looks like Boomhaver off King of the Hill.
I have seen Legend. I had lunch with Legend a couple of times and know him fairly well.
All right, that's good. I'm proud of Alabama. I'm a Tennessee fan, and I'm not complaining. I'm not looking for sympathy. I just want to understand, what do you think happened in the second half with the play calling? And my second part question, if Bama faces Georgia, who you got in the SEC championship? Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, I think what happened is really simple. Alabama adjusted a couple of things. They were able to keep Tennessee out of their backfield, and for whatever reason, Milton just seemed rattled. And I think some of that was Alabama's defensive line wreaking havoc. Let's take a short break. We have a long way to go. Well, that's not exactly true. We have 30 minutes remaining on this Tuesday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
It's been a fun show. A lot of really interesting calls. Not a lot of screaming, not a lot of hollering, not a lot of loud music.
Until now. Until
AJ
now, Brother
has
Paul.
Arrived.
Until now, Brother Paul. Hey, Daryl called, was worried about Larry, and I'm worried about Larry too, Paul. And you know, you're a matchmaker international, you know you are. And Larry's always wanting you to hook him up with women and all this kind of stuff. You know, you should hook him up. How about have a Peggy first hour from Tennessee?
Peggy.
How about that would be a couple,
East Tennessee,
wouldn't it, Paul?
Peggy.
Tennessee Peggy and Alabama Larry. What a couple.
I think they would be great. Matchmaker, make me a match.
Yeah. You're quite the baseball player. Well, pitcher, Paul. You threw Jim three strikes today. In the first hour, he swung and missed. Second hour, he calls and swings and misses. In the fourth hour, he calls and swings and misses. I'm gonna tell you something. Speaking of pitch, you're what rhymes with the pitch. Jim, that's all you do. You get on here and you whine and you cry. You're the enemy of a skunk, okay? You got your little black and white stripes and you stink to the high heavens. Every time you open your mouth, it stinks, Jim. But let me tell you, next time you call in here, I hope you apologize to everybody from today's calls. You absolutely ruined the show in the fourth hour. And that's a fact. I listen to it all the time, Paul. And he's a showstopper. He's a showstopper. That's all it is. Jim, you're a scumbag. You're a weasel. You're a cockroach. You're probably AC's daddy. I know you're Augie's daddy. And one more thing, Paul, before I get off the phone.
Sure. Anything.
Tell John up there good night, because that's a northern Jim. War damn eagle.
Oh, man. Rick is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Rick.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing.
You're doing okay. Hey, I'd like to just ask, what you think this here weekend when we have the cocktail party, when the Gators, when they chomp there on Georgia, just how far do you think Georgia's going to fall in the rankings, seeing that the Gators are not ranked?
Well, I'd have to agree with your premise before I can answer your question.
Oh, it's going to happen, Paul. It's going to happen.
Well, you guys have a couple of big wins this year. You beat Tennessee. Yeah. Beating South Carolina.
Yeah.
Beating Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to see a surprise come Saturday. I think you're going to be real surprised.
You think so, huh?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me take your time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to be surprised. William is in South Carolina. Hello, William.
Hey, so I just have a question. What was that post you made talking about Clemson's dynasty has been there for a while, and it's a Dabo Swinney's fault? Because if it was, because when we had a, I say we still got a dynasty, we just don't have the right people in it, because we had Trevor Lawrence, couple years ago, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, had a good group of people. We just need to recruit better. So what made you say
now,
that?
I understand your point. Are you suggesting that, and I'm the one who said that about the dynasty, so you got the right person. Are you suggesting that the dynasty is still going on?
I'm suggesting that if we had if we did better in the recruiting wise.
Well, I'm suggesting, William, that this dynasty is dead, dead, and gone.
All right, but
first of all, you can't have a dynasty when you've only won two national championships since what, 1981? Two. And you haven't won one of those since 2018. You don't have a dynasty there. You have a broken down program. That's what you have.
Okay, I agree with you.
You have a program broken down,
not because
Clemson isn't a great football school. It is. It's one of the best in the country. But you've got a coach who is sanctimonious, self-righteous, and too stupid to change with the times.
Hey, I agree with you on changing, but here's another thing. Now, this is what I don't understand. Everybody's saying about the transfer portal, and Shane Beamer's been in the transfer portal, and they're 2-4, and they had Spencer Rattler, Trey Knox. Why are they 2-4?
Well, I don't know about that, but they beat you guys last year at your place.
Hey, they only beat us because we couldn't throw. But I don't think this year they're going to do that because we ain't going all the way
down
running.
Do you happen to have a favorite book growing up?
Yes, sir. It was one of Ray Lewis's books.
That's not an answer I had in my on my dance card. So your favorite book is Ray Lewis's book?
Yes, sir. He wrote a book, or it was like a book and a little documentary about 52 cards when he was younger.
You ever read that, Randy? William, where in South Carolina do you live?
I live out of Hartsville. Because one of my buddies I went to high school with is K-Park, number 19 on Clemson.
Oh, okay.
I went to high school with him.
Where is that in South Carolina? Hartsville. Is that is that near Clemson?
That's about maybe 2 to 3 hours from Clemson. I'm about an hour from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay. Well, I know where you are. It took me. I didn't take South Carolina history in high school, so I'm a little bit unfamiliar with some of the geography.
Yeah.
I know Greenville.
Good.
I know Rock Hill. I know Charleston. Uh-huh. I know Columbia. So you're down there near the beach, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's a great place. You enjoyed the time today, and thanks for sharing with us your reading list. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.